More than 1,000 North American farmers will gather next month at the Wisconsin Dells for the annual conference of the North American Farmers Direct Marketing Association. The conference, it's held between February 15th and 20th. It'll be at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, a great place to have a conference. I've been to a few there, and I've enjoyed myself immensely. As a matter of fact, our family, whole family has. Anyway, we're not talking about the Kalahari today so much as we are talking about farm direct marketing. And Don Schuster is an outreach specialist at the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems at UW-Madison. He also runs Schuster's Playtime Farm, Incorporated in Deerfield. And I've had my daughter out there, and wife and daughter, and I've been out there and had a lot of fun, as a matter of fact. But Don is also a board member of the Wisconsin Agritourism Association. He's a member of the North American Farmers Direct Marketing Association. And we're pleased to have him with us to talk about direct marketing. And certainly, if you have some questions for him about direct marketing, maybe you're a large farmer, maybe you're a small farmer, maybe you're thinking about getting into it and want to give it a shot, hey, give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. And in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. 90. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Don Schuster, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What does this whole industry entail here? We've got pretty much roadside stands. We've got that. What else do we have there?
Anything that's, you know, has some kind of agricultural product that's dealing directly with the public. From taking the middleman totally out of the equation to some form of having the middleman in there. At this conference, we'll have everything from, like you said, the farmers markets, places like My Place, the traditional ag tourism places, what's the one up in the Door County? I'm trying to think of, those types of roadside stands.
Roadside stands, yeah.
Farms that are doing dairy tours, they run the gamut.
Yeah, and that's how important is that becoming? Is that becoming pretty important here in Wisconsin?
It's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, with this conference, with this organization, I've been able to, the last, 10 years, travel throughout the country. Last year it was in Alberta, Canada, and got a chance to see other farms that are doing this type of direct marketing. Wisconsin's a little bit on the beginning side of it. We've got some farmers that have been in it for 20, 30 years and are doing a wonderful job, but it's a fast, becoming a growing sector of our economy.
And as you look at it, I'm thinking of your place, and I'm thinking of another place, Ray Antonovich's AZ Farms, or AZ Farm, which is consumers come out there and have a great time at your place. They go there to his farm and have a great time too, but totally different kinds of things.
Well, Ray's great. I mean, he doesn't have any competition. I mean, the football games are over. He doesn't have anything going on. It's February. It's March.
Yeah.
I just talked to Ray last week at the Value Added Conference in McLaren, and I was giving him a hard time. Like, you don't have any competition. You know, I got to deal with Friday Night Football and Packer games and everything else. So yeah, Ray's got a really good thing going there.
But his is sheep. And well, talk about your operation. What have you got there for it at your farm in Deerfield?
We started out as a small, just a pumpkin patch about 15 years ago. As you said earlier, I work here on campus. This was kind of my day job, and this is what I planned on doing. But the farm is kind of mushroomed. We went from the small pumpkin patch now to we do hay rides. Mm-hmm. We have a corn maze. We've been having Bucky Badger wandering our corn maze for the last few years. We do school tours. We have thousands and thousands of school kids come out and we try to educate them a little bit of what agriculture is all about. We do corporate gigs, family reunions. We have the only round barn in the county. Last year we did a big barn raising party and put up a 1886 barn that came about 40 miles to the east of us and had a big party, and a bunch of people came out. We had people as far away as Kansas City that drove up just to watch people pound pegs into this old barn. Pretty cool. The other thing that we've gotten into is we do a lot of haunted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we figured out when we got into this that during the daylight, you can only sell so much stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, you've got the place. You know, the big thing with the direct marketing is you got a time frame to get rid of your product. And so we started doing haunting and stuff to try to prolong our day to mm-hmm. you know, have an opportunity for the consumers to come out and do something else. And you put a city folk out in the woods in the dark, it doesn't take a lot to scare the heck out of them. It's a lot of fun, too. So it's kind of a way for myself and my employees to get back a little bit of, frustration.
Well, I tell you what, and now you're with the Center for Integrated Ag Systems, and talk about the center and how that works into this direct marketing.
Well, the center is founded to work with small to medium-sized farms. We cut our teeth on the grazing industry, and we've worked a lot with the organic industry. Since I've been on board, we've done more stuff with the direct marketing because that's kind of been my niche. But this fits in, I think, perfectly with the mission statement of our center, because most of the people who are into the direct marketing, they couldn't figure out a way to make money. That's my problem. Like, 180 acres of tillable ground, it's really tough to make any money on that type of ground. So adding value to it, bringing the customers to you, it seems to be a perfect fit for the center for us to grow and bring more clientele in.
Talking with Don Schuster today, an outreach specialist for the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems at UW-Madison. He also runs Schuster's Playtime Farms Incorporated in Deerfield. As we talk with him about direct marketing, I want to get a little more into the conference that's coming up, too, with him. But you may have some questions, and if you do, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. You may be thinking about a roadside stand or a farmer's market or a pick-your-own or a consumer-supported agriculture and agritourism type of venue. Give us a call and let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. I'd also like to hear from some of those folks who are actually out there doing that sort of thing and get some of their experiences, maybe some of your issues that have come up and some of the good parts of it, too. So don't hesitate to call in with those kinds of comments as well. The conference at the Kalahari, now you've got 1,000 farmers, something like that?
We're hoping to have around 1,000 farmers. It's a very unique conference. The first 3 days are going to start here in Madison, and mm-hmm. we're going to jump buses, and we have five different tour routes that we're going to take. So if you want to go to traditional pumpkin farms, we have one for that. We have ones called Dreams and Streams, and that's for those people who are a little bit out there that are really taking this direct marketing thing to the ultimate level. We have people in the retail area. We've got a bus tour for that. Then we have one that's kind of a hodgepodge of everything. So if you can't figure out which bus you want to go on, you can sign up for that one and see a little of everything. Mm-hmm. But we do 3 days of that, and from the Marriott in Madison, we head up to the Kalahari, and the first full day is all workshops. So you can get real specific mm-hmm. into berry production or apple to production. That's the only time this conference ever has any production is when we combine with an organization. And in this case, we combined with the Wisconsin apple growers, Wisconsin berry growers, the fruit and vegetable growers, and WADA. So that's
a big, diverse group there.
Yeah. Well, every year us four sister organizations come together and have our annual convention. And Cousin AFMA came to Wisconsin. We put it all together and put it up at the Kalahari. So this is a chance. This is a once in a lifetime chance for a lot of these farmers in this area to see a national convention.
Yeah, it's not going to happen every year. we were lucky to get it again for a long time.
It was, NAFMA is going to be going after this year. This is the last year they went by districts, and this was our last shot. I was down in Texas 2 years ago lobbying to get it to Wisconsin. So to get it here again is going to be really tough.
All right, so this is your chance, and we'll talk some more about that. But Pat in Mosinee has a comment or question.
I have a question about food safety issues. That seems to be a big thing with fresh produce. I had an opportunity to provide fresh vegetables to a restaurant, acquaintances of mine, and after I looked into all the issues of food safety and And it was like, I just didn't think I could do it. Any comments about how that's evolving, or how do people doing farmers market deal with these things? You know, like even the water for irrigation needs really to be, it should be checked and things like that.
Clean and so forth, yeah. Well, we can get at that a little bit. Go ahead, Don.
If you're not cutting it in any shape or form, you're pretty protected. You also need to have an insurance policy, a liability policy in place. But it's anytime you cut any kind of a produce, that throws you into a different sector. That gets you into the processing end of it. As raw vegetables or fruit or anything like that, pick your own. I haven't heard of any cases where anybody has really been, had any problem with any regulatory agencies. I mean, I've sold to some of the larger grocery stores here in Madison, and it's just,
as long as you sell the whole product and not, if you don't cut it.
You don't cut it. Once the knife hits it, then it's considered a processed commodity, and then you got to bring food safety in, and all those happy people get on you.
And we'll talk some more about that, and we'll take your questions, too, with our guest, Don Schuster, Outreach Specialist for the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems at UW-Madison. Direct marketing now with Don Schuster, Outreach Specialist at the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems. He also has a lot of practical experience in this because he runs Schuster's Playtime Farm Incorporated in Deerfield. And we're really talking marketing today. How do you set up a direct marketing from the farm to the consumer? There are a lot of different ways you can do it, and we've been talking about a few of them. Certainly, if you have some questions or comments, you are most welcome to join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890. And I also want to sort of highlight the annual conference of the National American Farmers Direct Marketing Association, which is February 15th. 20th at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And Jake and Manash is online here, but and you can join in too at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. But before we go to Jake, Don, what's the difference between this kind of conference and some of the other farm conferences a farm prospective person might want to
Well, the people that go to this conference are excited about making money, about getting their produce or product or whatever they're selling to the consumer. I've gone for about 10 years, and very little is talked about in production because most of us are farmers and we know how to produce, but we have a hard time. That's a new thing for a lot of farmers, is to deal with the public. They're used to going up to the mill or whatever, and co-op, whatever, and sell their goods or go to the farmer's market even. Mm-hmm. And, people could really benefit from that, do farmer's markets, because it teaches you how to position your goods. I mean, like our farm, we started out small and had about 7 acres of pumpkins and probably plowed under a couple acres every year until we figured out, going to these types of conferences, and now we have 12, and I end up probably have to buy some every year, so...
So you learn a lot at these conferences, and anybody, by the way, can still get in.
It's still open, yep.
Where do you go to get involved?
Go to the website would be the easiest. It's NAFMA.com.
So that's NAFDMA.com, NAFDMA.com. We'll give that again as we go along, but I want to give Jake a chance to get in. Jake and Manasha, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon. I've had some interest in this subject for some time, and You just actually hit on my question. Are there any particular websites that I could look at a later date that would educate myself in this regard?
About marketing.
That you could recommend?
Sure.
Well, you start with NAFMA, and you'll find all of our members on there, which, I am, of course, on there.
What was that again, please? I got my pencil going.
Okay, it's NAFDMA.com.
Okay.
And if you're looking for more agritourism, the WADA site is visitdairyland.com.
Dairyland.com.
And you'll find probably 50, 60 farms in Wisconsin that are doing, things like I do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any others?
What about the, does the Center for Integrated Ag Systems website have anything?
On direct marketing, yes, I've wrote some papers, and it's, yes, you definitely could go to CIAS.com. I better put that plug in here.
CIAS.com?
Yes, .com.
Yeah.
Center of Integrated Ag Systems.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what kind of thing do you really want to get into, do you know?
I'm just kind of studying the whole idea of direct marketing and farming and direct marketing at the moment.
Yeah, we just had
nothing specific.
We just had a conference up in Eau Claire. It's called the Value Added Conference. That would have been a good one to get up to. You have to wait till next year, though,
for that one. But that'll be back.
That'll be back.
And,
yep.
And CIAS, by the way, is it .com?
Or yes. .edu. I'm sorry.
It's .edu.
CIAS.edu.
The others are .com.
Okay. Very much. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. Dave in Dane County, is your turn. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of make a comment and get your guests' feedback. I do own a farm and direct market, sell all my product off the farm, and located in Dane County. And I think what I'm seeing in, I'll say my peers, there's a generation that's retiring now. They've been able to survive because they have no mortgage, and they've done the majority of the work within the family, haven't had to hire in outside help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is to have a farm that's located close to the population, so you can do direct farm marketing, but it's difficult to find the sweet spot, which is getting close enough to the market, but then your land cost is so high. And being small enough so you don't have a lot of labor on the cost of labor, because you can't pay minimum wage. You have to compete with Target and, you know, other sources. So how do we get this generation of retiring farmers to be able to profitably sell to a next generation? And I think that's a big problem, and I wondered if you had any ideas.
The biggest thing, to try to do anything on a small scale next to Madison and buy land at, you know, $8,000, it almost never pencils out. Look at the renting part of it. You know, find a piece of land that's close to Madison that you can rent. And instead of putting your hard-earned money into way overpriced land, put it into other assets, or put the money in the bank and you know, save for retirement. But trying to buy land and try to make a living in farming next to Madison, especially on a small scale, I can't pencil it out.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't. No.
So how do we sustain this? Because I believe there is a demand. The problem is the supply is having enough people who want to dedicate their life to the hard work that it takes to do this, and then the infrastructure that has, you know, it doesn't have to be huge farms, because you don't want to compete on the commodity side. You can't afford to wholesale your product. So I'm just struggling where we're going to have these farms. I see more of them going out of business and not enough new ones coming in.
Yeah.
Or passing on from one owner to another.
To jump into the direct marketing, it takes, you know, somebody who's, you know, not afraid to deal with people and a little creativity. And, you know, before our farm started finally making some, you know, profit, we started hiring people. And that was one of our hardest hurdles to get over, because until we started hiring people, it was a hobby. It was just something that my wife and I did. Supplement our day jobs, or I should say our day job supplemented the farm. And now it's the other way around. The farm is, you know, taken off. And if we hadn't started hiring people, we would have never gotten to that point. That's something that's really hard for, it took us years. As, you know, before I came in here, sending all the doggone W-2s out, all, you know, whatever, 60 of them. It's not fun, but it finally put us over the top, or we're making, you know, some kind of a living at this.
What's the, is there help for people who, individuals who sort of want to get started in this in terms of advice? I mean, you're giving some advice right now, but is there some, like through the Center for Integrated Ag System?
There's quite a deal. We have the WIN Network, the Wisconsin Interparental Network. We're still, Extension's still hanging on to the Ag Innovation Counselors. The best thing, best advice I can get anybody who wants to get in this is go visit farms who are doing it. My wife and I have jumped in the car and we've met other farmers from other states and toured. It's always better to go away from your neighborhood to do these tours, but you learn so much valuable information when you jump in a car and you get to talk to these guys. And if you get out of your neighborhood, they're going to talk to you a lot better.
Yeah.
They'll give you a lot more information, a lot freer sharing. That's what's really neat about NAFMA. You got people from all over North America, and they're willing to, share their thoughts and ideas. And when you're dealing with your next-door neighbor who's been doing this forever, it's hard for that person to give that kind of information up that took them so long to get.
To get, sure, absolutely. So one of the things, Dave, for you that you might be interested in is this conference itself, the NAFDMA, National Association of North American Farmers Direct Marketing Association.
Right.
The conference might be useful, could be useful for somebody like him.
Oh, it's their opportunity instead of having to jump in the car and drive all over the place. Like we drove to Michigan and we visited 15 farms in a couple of days. It was a ball. But here you got all those farms right in your neighborhood, right under one roof.
Yeah, and they're happy to help out.
Right.
So think about that, Dave. Go to that website, nafdma.com, and think about maybe signing up for this conference because I think it is something that definitely could be of a help
right.
to you. Appreciate your call. I want to give all of our lines are filled, so let's go to Elmo in Spring Green next. Elmo, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking – hi, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I would like to – I'm an agroforester. And I work in Spring Green at the Spring Green Timber Growers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'd like to say is that a lot of farmers forget about their woodland component within their farms. And I work for a man named Jim Berkmeyer who direct markets his wood on his farm.
You just had a nice article in the State Journal, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful article.
Particularly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so just want to, say that, you could go to his website, timbergrowers.com, and check some of these alternative means to direct market your wood. Jim is trying to get better prices for landowners, primarily farmers, that, grow their wood in a full vigor type of, sustainable way.
It's another thing that a lot of people, I assume a lot of people don't think about, but there's a lot of timber out there on a lot of properties.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling, Elmo. Appreciate it. Someone called in and said, hey, I don't have a computer. How do I call in? I want to call and get involved in this convention, sign up to get involved in the convention. So, Don, I tell you what, have you got a number that people can call? And it's probably a 608 area number.
Well, it's an 800.
It's 800?
This is a national organization.
Oh, so it's an 800 number.
800
okay.
number.
Let's see. We'll find that number. We'll look that number up, and we'll find it. I'm sure Don's got it somewhere. He's got it somewhere. But we'll get that before the end of the show, so stay listening. If you don't have a computer and want to get, but you want to call, why, there's ways to do that, and we'll get you the 800 number. Dave in Lake Tomahawk, you are next. Hi, Dave. Dave, are you there? We got Dave there. Hello, Dave. Oh, must have lost Dave. Well, there's another Dave in La Crosse, so let's go to Dave in La Crosse. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, this is a great show. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to interject something from the other side of the river, the Minnesota Land Stewardship Project. They teach young people how to start in farming. They got all kinds of classes. They set up workshops. People can come and learn all kinds of techniques, and you can find them on the Internet I think it's Minnesota Land Stewardship.
Minnesota Land Stewardship.
Yeah, they're located in southeast Minnesota.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah. Go
ahead, Dave.
You know, they travel, they do workshops all around the state. I think they even have people that participate in Wisconsin. So it's just another place to learn.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good luck. You're doing great work.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And here I'm on the website, too, trying to find the phone number and the 800 number, and I haven't found it yet, but we should – oh, wait a minute here. I've got a non-800 number, which is 413-529-0386. Not an 800 number, but at least that's one number, 413-529-0386. And there is an 800 number somewhere.
Not anything I got with me.
All right. Well, let's see. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Jim Packard, in his normally efficient self, has come up with a number. It's an 888 number. Yeah. So it's 888-884-9270. 888-884-9270. If you just want to call that toll-free number, you can get online and get on the phone and set up your registration with them. And really pleased to have that number. I'll give the number again, 888-884-9270. You mentioned there will be some tours, and you mentioned one place was Dreams and Streams.
Well, that's the name of the tour.
Oh, Dreams and Streams.
Yes.
Okay, where does the streams come in?
That's people who are doing the haunted stuff like myself. There's a group of farmers out there that are, we have a perfect opportunity to do these types of things. You know, you have your JCs and you can work with these people. We've worked with nonprofits for years or service organizations, but you know, farmers can pair up. We got the land, we got the resources, and you can have a lot of, you know, hundreds of thousands of screaming people out on your farm. And only a few people call in. If you do it in town, you have a few more people. But you got, you know, we have the resources. And like I said, you put a city folk out there in the out in the dark. It's pretty hilarious.
So you can actually, one of the things that you do then is to work sometimes with a local Lions Club or whatever, and they supply some of the work or the people, and mm-hmm. you share the profit. And
for years, we did something with our Deerfield Community Center. We had a haunted hayride. And now we work with a couple that we went from hayride to a haunted forest, and now we go with the because we do so many nights, it was really hard to get a service group to, you know, to come in that many nights. So now we work with fraternities here on campus.
Oh, well, so, that's a very good group of people. They're fine with going out at night.
Yes. Well, it's kind of fun to get a bunch of them out there, and they'll put them in their place for the first time. They get kind of scared at first until they get going. It's kind of, you know.
Oh, so that's a sort of an innovative way to look at how you can get people involved.
Right.
And
Sigma Pi is the one we work with here on campus. I better give them a plug for that. They feel good.
So, but that's the kind of thing you're going to learn at this conference. Talk a little more about the conference.
Well, if you're looking at, you know, getting into this, or if you're already in it, people come out to our place every year and it's like, you know, where did you learn this? And, you know, where did you see this? Well, the motto is there's no new ideas. It's just all recycled. And you know, there's the workshops that are going on that you can, you know, deal with your employees, how to set up your shop or your farmer's market. We even have workshops on how to scare people. So it has all those types of things going on that it's all under one roof. Whereas if you're trying to do this on your own and trying to find people, it's, you know, the in-between sessions, you know, the breaks are just as important and valuable as the sessions that are going on.
So go over again how the whole thing operates. It starts here in
Madison? We start here in Madison. We're going to have, I think it's four buses that are going to take off on Friday morning, and they're going to go down to Illinois, and there's a whole bunch of farms right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border that have been, and some have been direct marketing, farmers markets type stuff for 30, 40 years. Unfortunately, one of our big ones, Edwards Orchard, got hit by a tornado.
Oh.
So we did find a replacement for them. But we're going to spend a day down there.
And that's the 15th, then, that would
be. Yes, the 15th, 16th, and 17th is all tour days.
Okay.
And we're going to stay at a hotel down in Chicago. The other buses are staying around here and are going to going to places around here. We talked about A to Z Farms. They're mm-hmm. on the tour. Dairy Farm, Elegant Farmer, Little Farmer, Wisconsin mm-hmm. Cheese and Wine, Chalet. Let's see, the Fuzzy Pig, Apple Holler, Eichsters. Who have all, you know, been, I mean, when it comes yeah. to agritourism, Dane County, they've been here
been
longer,
for,
longer than any of us.
Yeah, I mean, we have a 4-year-old at home, so we've been there too, and they run a pretty efficient operation and a pretty good operation too.
Mm-hmm. Royal Oak Farm, Johnnymack Orchard, our farm is on it. We're going to have dinner one of the days at Milford Hills Hunt Club. One of the other dinners is going to be at the Medieval Times outside of O'Hare. Gobert's Farmer's Market.
So a lot of different places.
A lot of different places. The Haunted Mansion, that's one of the dreams and screams.
Oh, screams. And
screams.
Here I thought you said streams.
Oh, no, no, no.
All right, so the tour is for 3 days, and then you've got, you move to Wisconsin Dells.
Then we moved up.
And what all goes, there's lots of workshops. And give us some examples of some of the workshops.
Usually this conference doesn't have production, but because we've combined it and you know, took out our conference, the mm-hmm. you know, the four sister agencies, we're going to have conference on apple growing, berries, mm-hmm. And vegetables. And you can break that up. You don't have to do that all day. Mm-hmm. You can go in the afternoon. They break that up again, and they have another vine crops in the afternoon. Let's see. For the berries, it's integrated pest management for berry growers. For the morning session for vegetables, it's going to be mainly talking about tomatoes and diseases. In the afternoon, they're going to talk about diseases and cucurbits, pumpkins,
things of that nature.
Things of that nature.
And then there's leadership, and there's merchandising, marketing. Talk about a couple of those.
One of the ones that Leading Edge Leadership with Lori Kilborn, I happened to get a chance to hear her speak up at Alberta last year at the conference, and she just blows you out of the water. I mean, mm-hmm. if you have employees and you're trying to figure out how to A, get good employees, and B, how to motivate your employees. You know, a lot of us who are in this business, we've got, you know, I do 80% of my business in the 3 weeks. I use the other 6 weeks to train all these people for that 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And going into Lori's session, she's going to teach you how to motivate these people and how to get the most out of them. And really important when you're talking about, you know, bringing thousands of people to your place and effectively moving them,
yeah.
and get them through the lines and do the things that you want to do in that time period.
So there's a lot to learn at this Farmers Direct Marketing Association National Conference. Again, it's February 15th and through the 20th, and part of it in Madison, part of it the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can phone at 888-884-9270 or go to the website and just, you can register online at NAFDMA.com. And Don, real pleasure.
All right.
We're really pleased to talk with you. Don Schuster is Outreach Specialist for the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems at UW-Madison. Pleased to have him with us. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.